Yeah. It's just my life. Front to back, top to bottom.
Everything's changing around me. These days don't feel the same. We all lost faith and lost family. Never die, we live forever. In my mind, and I say goodbye. We live forever, still alive.
There's a lot going on, but I stick to the ones I love. I never claimed to be a perfect man, but name a great man who was. Consequences of my actions in the past years had me stressing out. It was like May, I just moved to LA, I was trying to figure it out. Medication, I drank that whole bottle of Douce. Ty gave me that night. When we left the club at the Rap Genius house, me and Shorty got into a fight. She came out the room swinging, hit me in the jaw. I was really trying to fend her off, but I ended up in the closet with my hands around her neck. I was tripping, dog. Too proud to apologize or empathize, I blamed it all on her. Saying that she hit me first, even though she was the one hurt. I was really just reflecting all the hurt that I was feeling from the band's rejection. When kids these days split, that shit felt like a C-section. And my infidelity and jealousy with Natalie on top of the amphetamines and the ecstasy had me trying to drown face down in the Chesapeake. The next month I dropped down on my luck and had Europe going nuts, but I couldn't eat age. He probably don't even remember that shit, like a bitch off Backpage. But at that stage, I was ready to swing for the fence like a batting cage. At the same time, I was winding down a low point in my addict phase. The Adderall started wearing off and I went into a deep writer's block. All over a song I couldn't finish that I wrote about shining to the rock. Isn't that ironic? I was feeling so psychotic, with the whole world excited for me and my idol saying I got it. Shit got bad out in LA, so I moved back home to my mom's basement. Linked up with Smoke on and Poppy Beats and took it back to basics. Then I wrote Rage, that was me screaming out through the pain. And you mad, addressing my relationship with Natalie, you was too bad. Divide Al Jones, pulled up to Westlake. First day I was there, I recorded Wolves. I knew I was the one, like Neo meeting with the Oracle. But I had to get a handle before the door was pulled. Crawled out on SNL, all the niggas hating on me back home, looking at me like FML. A lot of people coming out the wood like let's work, trying to network. All the pressure making my head hurt. The Molly wouldn't let the meds work. At this time it's like Feb 1st or the 15th, and I'm still addicted. Frustrated, writing shit for Ye, trying to visualize someone else's vision. Then he laid that verse on You Mad and we made the shit the single. Ye and Hove getting into it over me, trying to do a joint venture. And good music still fam, but it's that rock boy save money life. Took the